Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We read last week how that, you know, if you would obey Him, that the blessings, verse 2, would come on you and overtake you. Glory to God. You'd be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed in the fruit of your body and the ground and fruit of your cattle, and blessed in your basket and blessed in your store, and blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out, and the Lord would command the blessing on you. Hallelujah. Everybody say blessed.
Blessed.
And say, that's me.
That's me.
Right here.
Right here.
This is me. I am the blessed of the Lord. Now, you couldn't, in this world full of fear and unbelief, you couldn't say this kind of thing too much. Don't just think it quietly. Driving along in your car, getting up looking out your window in your house, folding a towel or sweeping the floor or making the bed, it comes up in your heart, say it. Speak it out loud into your house. Speak it out loud. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Everywhere I go, I'm blessed. When I go out, I'm blessed. When I come back home, I'm blessed. My storage places are blessed. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. You're going to build this into your consciousness. Why? So that you expect it. So that you fear nothing bad and you expect everything good. Now, you hear so much negative stuff around you, you got to do something to combat this. Right? That's one reason we read our chapter every day. Right? Deuteronomy 28, blessed, 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 blessed. You ever gone through there and underline everywhere it says blessed? You'll be blessed here. You'll be blessed when you do this. Blessed in that. This area of your life is blessed, 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 blessed. Are you seeing a continuing theme here? Are you getting something in your mind, in your heart? Will you agree with this? Will you start talking like this? Now, it's easy to sit in here and nod tonight, but then you slip right back into tradition tomorrow. It happens all the time. Now, listen to me while I'm saying this. People go, yeah, yeah, we're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed. And somebody come by and say tomorrow, well, you know, how's your business doing? Well, it's been kind of slow the last few months. And, you know, so-and-so opened this up, and that kind of hurt me. And so-and-so did this, and it hadn't been working. You're not saying this. What are you saying? So you're not talking this. Well, how's your kids doing? I tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy. I have prayed and I've talked till I'm blue in the face. And he's talked to everybody and their brothers prayed for him. I don't have mercy. Y'all pray. That's unbelief. Somebody said, well, that's how it is. Well, you're walking by sight. You're just talking what you see. And what you've experienced, there's no faith in it. None. Faith calls those things that be not or look not or feel not, right? As though they were. What do you say? I mean, it's most important when it looks like it's not. When it looks like it's the worst and getting worse, it's when you need to bite your lip and not talk what you see and feel and say, oh, my kids are blessed. My kids are blessed. And they'll serve God and they'll obey God and do what they're supposed to do with their life. You know, somebody leans in and says, well, now come on, tell me how it really is. Say, I just did. Don't give me that faith talk now. Tell me how it really is. That's unbelievers talking to you.
Yeah.
Don't you do it. You can absolutely undo what you stayed up half the night and prayed in tongues about the night before. You can undo that by talking unbelief the next day. Now, if that's a new thought to you, think about it. Don't throw it away. I'm telling you, I have no telling how many people have prayed a good prayer and got in faith and made it about a day and a half and got to seeing something and got to talking unbelief and absolutely undid their prayer with their unbelieving mouth. How many remember Malachi where he said, your words have been stout against me? You got to agree with God. So everything that comes up, what do you say? Well, my cows have been struggling. They just hadn't been, you know, fattening up, and the cows hadn't been conceiving. I just don't know what to do. No, no, no. Look at the contradictions. And in spite of them, say, I got one of the most blessed herds of cows in these Ozark Hills. I'm telling you, my cows are blessed when they come in, and they're blessed when they go out, and I don't lose them, and they fatten up quick, and they're the healthiest, happiest bunch of cows in the county. Why? Because my cows are blessed. My cows are blessed. And you got to say it when it doesn't look like it. That's what faith is all about. Right? That's why I keep going over this now. It's what do you get in your mouth? All day and all night, no matter what's going on. Blessed. Blessed. Blessed in your basket. Blessed in your store. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Blessed in your cattle and your kids and your basket and your store when you come in, when you go out. Blessed. 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 There is a word that should become one of your favorite words of all time. Blessed. 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 How y'all doing? You ought to say it almost before you think. Right? You train yourself. And you don't say it as a religious byword. You release faith in it. Right? Blessed. Now, what did you just get through say? I'm blessed means what? I am empowered to prosper. I am enabled and favored and destined to succeed. There's divine power working in my life to cause me to succeed. Prosper and increase. I'm blessed. Now let's keep reading. Verse 13, we stopped at, said the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and will not be beneath if you hearken to the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. How many know if you walk in sin and rebellion and disobedience, you will not be blessed? You can try to say you're blessed, but if you're going to buck against God and rebel against Him, and you know what's right and you refuse to do it, and you just harden your heart and stiffen your neck and go on in rebellion, you're not going to be blessed. These are for people who have a heart towards God and willing to obey Him and follow Him. How many of those kind of people do we have in here? People that are willing to obey God, and if you see you're wrong, you'll change. And if you miss it, you'll repent. Right? And you'll humble yourself. Well, then you'll stay in the blessing. But he goes on to say, verse 15, but it'll come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses will come on you and overtake you. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? That's exactly the same language he used in talking about the blessing. Do you do the right thing? Faith and obedience, you'll be blessed. You do the wrong thing, fear and unbelief and disobedience, rebellion, well, just as much as you'd have been blessed, that's how cursed you'll be. These things work. And the Word of God works just as effectively in that direction as in the other. When the Lord says you'll be cursed if you don't do this, how many know He has to watch over His Word to perform it? Some say, what Word? The Word of the curse. He cannot lie. He's not like so many parents that say, now, Julie, you do that one more time and I'm going to take your privileges away. So they do it another 12 times. I told you now. Now, Mama's serious this time. She knows you're lying. She knows it ain't serious till you start screaming and calling her by her full name. That's not good. That's bad. How many know the Lord does not do that? He tells you, you do this and this bad thing's going to happen. Can you count on it just as much as you can count on any other word of God for blessing? Can you count on it? You better count on it. You know, people ought to be afraid to sin and not repent. That is something to be afraid of. But thank God, no matter how badly you miss it, you can repent. Right? And then be qualified for the blessing again. But here he's talking about people hard-headed, stubborn, rebellious. If you refuse to obey, you say, nah, I'm not doing it. I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care what they say. Nope, I'm going to do it my way. Well, here's what you got to look forward to. Verse 16, cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? How many understand one of these is going to be working in your life? Either the curse or the, you're not just going to be able to drift through life in the neutral. You know, sometimes people try to say, well, are you ready to receive the Lord? Well, no, I just haven't made a decision what I'm going to do. I just want to kind of do my own thing for a while. Impossible. There ain't nobody on the planet doing their own thing. You either serving God or you serving sin, serving the enemy. There are people in delusion, in deception, but they're in bondage. And so you're either operating in going with God and the blessing, or you're going the other way, and just as blessed as you would have been going with God, that's how cursed you're going to be going the wrong way. And it works exactly the same in every area. Cursed instead of blessed. Now notice verse 19. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Now let's just stop right here. This sounds religious to people, and they just, it doesn't register. But how many understand people experience this all through Missouri today? Today. What does that mean? Just nothing's working. What does curse mean? Damned. Doomed to destruction. What does that mean? You think it's going to work, and you work and work and work, and it falls apart. You put 3 months into trying to make the deal, and it blows up in your face. And it's just all down the tubes. You work on it, and you work on it, and you work on it, and it works for 3 miles and breaks. That's cursed. And that's not us. And if you're experiencing that, that's not normal and right for the child of God. There's something wrong. There need to be changes made. Right? Because you're supposed to virtually sail through life on the grace of God. Right? Oh, sure, there's going to be some challenges here and there, but His grace is more than enough. His grace is sufficient. You'll overcome by the anointing. You're graced and empowered to succeed. If God's for you, who can be against you? You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. Right? Why? How can you do all that? How can you stand up and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me? How can you do that? Because you're anointed, you are blessed, empowered, graced. Different ways of saying the same thing. To succeed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-D. That's R-1004-D, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.